Pencils down, everybody. Behave yourselves because it's time for this great podcast. My name is Searle, and oh my God, Becky, look at my butt.
And I am Jenny, and welcome to our podcast in which we talk about absolutely nothing. So Searle sent me a message today saying that he knew how exactly he wanted to start out the show today, so I'm going to let him take over.
Yes. What happened today was I got a phone call that was really one of those scam type things, you know, somebody trying to prey on, you know, clueless people to weasel a lot of money out of them.
Obviously, they picked the right target.
Definitely. So I got this voicemail from a number I didn't recognize, and I have visual voicemail on my phone, so I looked at it without even listening to the message, and it said something along the lines of, "This is Kevin Smith with the Internal Revenue Service, and there's a problem with your taxes," or something like that. "Call us for more information." So I thought that was a little odd because as far as I know, I don't have any problems with my taxes. So I put the number into Google and I stumbled upon this website that said that it was a scam, people calling from this number. So I could have just ignored it, but where's the fun in that? So I decided that I was going to call them back and have a little bit of fun with them. So I called the number and a man with a very heavy Indian accent answered the phone. And he said the name of the company was like Liberty something. So he didn't say his name was Kevin Smith, but some other very generic sounding American name. So I told him, you know, that I was calling about this message that I got. He asked me for my phone number. I gave it to him. And I mean, I'm going to try to duplicate his voice and accent here, not to make fun of his accent, but so you get a full picture of what he really just sounded like and how this conversation went.
Of course.
So he says, "Let me pull out your file." Like, okay, no problem. I find it interesting to pull out my file, not pull up my file like it was on a piece of paper, but that's beyond the point.
So, well, it is the IRS. It's probably a filing cabinet.
That's true. So I wait a moment, and he comes back and he says, "So, Mr. Searle, I see that you have problems with your taxes." I said, "Do I?" He says, "Yes, I see you owe $3,400 in taxes." I said, "Oh, okay."
He said, "A lot of money there."
"It is." He says, "Were you aware of this?" So I lied and said, "Yes, absolutely." He said, "Have you gotten called from National Federal Bureau Investigation?" I said, "No, I have not." He says, "Okay, well, I offer to you an opportunity to pay your taxes now because we have an arrest warrant here that will go out for you if you do not pay your taxes right now."
This is a very bad fake accent.
That's what he sounded like, though. So I listened very carefully because I knew I was going to use it for this purpose later. So, I mean, I've been practicing it for half the day. You should have heard it at first. It sounded horrible.
Effective use of your time.
I know. Yeah. I mean, I really sounded like I was from Uganda earlier, but I worked it up to this. So then, you know, I just tell him, "Okay, well, no, I haven't gotten a call from anybody. Please, you know, feel free to do what you have to do." So he says, "Okay, I do see that you have had no problems with the law before." I said, "That's right." He says, "You have never been behind the bars." Well, no, I have never been behind the bars. So then he goes on to, you know, ask me if I'm going to pay my taxes. And I said, "Well, about that, I am aware that these taxes have not been paid, but there's something you need to know. I incurred these charges several years ago when I was a man, but I'm in the process of a sex change operation."
Oh my God.
"And I am now 90% on the way to being a woman, and my doctor said I don't have to pay these taxes because I was a man back then." And then the guy just pauses because he's lost at this point.
I've lost at this point.
I've totally gone off his script right there. So
do an episode where you just take calls from telemarketers.
I know, yeah. I mean, you know, because I mean, I like, you know, I gotta have some fun with this guy. So after he collects himself, he says, "Well, I show that you still have to pay these taxes." I said, "Well, my doctor said I don't, but here's what I'll do. I will call the IRS right now, and in 20 minutes, I know somebody there, in 20 minutes, all this will be settled, and your arrest warrant for me will go away." And he says, Okay, but you must pay your taxes right now. I have 90 minutes to put in that you paid the taxes, or we will issue warrant for your arrest and you will be behind the bars. So he did say behind the bars again. Yes. So I said, no, no, it's totally cool. I'm going to call the IRS right now. I've got connections there. In 15 minutes, all this is going to be solved. So he says, hold on, let me get my supervisor. Go get him. Okay. Yeah. So I wait for a second, and then another gentleman with a bad Indian accent comes on the phone. Hello, my name is Kevin Smith.
Oh, yay, Kevin Smith.
Yes. So I'm like, I don't know. I saw Clerks, and that's not what I remember him sounding like. In fact, I don't remember him talking much at all in that movie. But anyway, maybe it's because he didn't talk. Maybe this is why Silent Bob didn't talk. I don't know.
Exactly.
So then Kevin Smith says to me, I see you need to pay your taxes. Do you understand that you need to pay these taxes? I said, yes, the last gentleman explained it to me perfectly, so I am well aware. He said, okay, so I need to know, are you going to pay your taxes right now? I said, well, I'm not going to answer that question right now. I'm going to call the IRS. And he said, well, you understand, if you call the IRS, then what's going to happen is they will take that as admission of guilt and they will send the police to come put you behind the bars. So now this other guy is saying behind the bars. Yes. So I say, well, okay, I can
at
get this
settled.
At least
they're consistent.
That's true. Yes, they both know to say behind the bars. So I said, okay, well, I understand that, but don't worry. I've got a guy at the IRS. I will call him in 10 minutes. This is all going to be resolved.
Not only 10 minutes.
Right, yes. The number's getting lower and lower.
Shaves 5 minutes off.
Exactly. So he doesn't want to hear that. He says to me, again, I need to know. Are you telling me you will not pay your taxes? I said, I am not answering that question. I have a guy at the IRS. In 5 minutes, I'm going to have all of this resolved. So then he says, you do understand, though, that you will go to the jail for 5 years, 3 to 5 years. You will be behind the bars if you do not pay the taxes, $3,400 right now. I said, no, that's not going to be a problem. I'm tight with the police. I'm tight with the IRS.
You got homies all up this joint.
And I do, yes. So he says, so you are telling me you are not going to pay the taxes now? So I'm like, listen, I can't answer that question. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, make my phone call and do what I have to do. You gotta call IRS. They will send the police. I'm like, well, that's great. I look forward to this. At this point, I'm standing in a hallway at work where there's nobody. Somebody I know comes walking through the hallway at this point, hearing my end of the conversation. So as soon as this guy comes through, that's when I get really energetic with this guy on the phone. So then...
You always need an audience.
That's right. So then I say to this guy, I am so looking forward to the IRS sending the police over to me. So please, send them over. I'd love to have a chat with them so we can finally get all of this resolved. I think at that point, the guy figured out he's not getting any money out of me. So then Kevin Smith, you know, to his credit, bless his heart, he wished me to have a blessed day, and then he hung up on me.
Aww. Yeah, I know. So he ended it on a positive note.
He absolutely
did. He didn't hold it against you. He didn't remain bitter. He wished you a blessed day. That's excellent.
Did.
I mean,
yes.
What more can you ask for?
I know. And now it's, you know, been about
he's a polite con artist.
He is. And 6 hours later, I'm still waiting for the police. You know, I'm still waiting.
Are they going to show up at the apartment? I don't know if I tidied up enough.
Right, yeah. I mean, he never confirmed where I live. They knew my first name, and they did have my phone number.
Well, I mean, if he worked with the IRS, I'm banking that the IRS knows all.
Right,
so
yeah.
I think he could find you if he actually did have that sort of connection.
I'm thinking so, but we will see, you know, if we do any more episodes of these podcasts.
If we never do an episode again, you know why.
Right, or we may do them from behind the bars.
Right, or through the phone. I think the quality would go down on the show.
Probably,
I mean,
a little bit.
It would sort of waste the investment on these mics.
I think so, yeah, because I don't think they will let these mics behind the bars.
Also, behind the bars. And in addition, we would only need one. I would just have to hold it.
Yeah.
And that's a drive, and I don't like driving.
No,
so we just wouldn't do it anymore.
Right, yeah. So I am still waiting, but I guess now, as I reflect on this experience that I had a few hours ago,
right.
I'm starting to think, like, what did he really mean behind the bars? Because I only heard the word jail once, and that was from the first guy,
right.
The not Kevin Smith guy. Kevin Smith may have just been suggesting, if I don't pay my taxes over the phone, mm-hmm. that he was going to make me work off the money.
Right,
by being,
behind the bar.
Right, maybe I was going to become a bartender, you know, I'd
right,
have to
well,
learn.
Well, then you couldn't sue him for, like, false advertising.
Right,
like
yeah.
That because he said behind the bar.
Right, yeah, or maybe he thought I was going to, like, you know, do my own Coyote Ugly type of thing.
Well, he was hoping for Strawberry.
Right, yes, there. Yes, exactly. He my alter hoping, ego's yeah. Strawberry, yeah. So, I mean, I'm not sure what he was going for with that, but I am considering calling back tomorrow, because the first thing they asked me when I called was for my phone number so they could pull out the file.
Right.
So I don't know if they've thrown the file out now because of my phone call today. I want to call and see if they still have my information. And I'm going, if I do decide to do this, I'm going to call and basically challenge them and say, I have been waiting 24 hours now for the police to show up. And I'm all set to go behind the bars, and nobody has shown up yet. I haven't paid $3,400. I lost my friend's phone number at the IRS.
And honestly, what is the purpose of this sex change if I can't go into a male prison?
That's right. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, all of this has happened. I am looking forward to speaking with Kevin Smith again soon. So, now that I'm saying this, I think I am going to give him a call back tomorrow.
I think so, because honestly, I want to know what happens at
right.
this point.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I'm going to challenge these people. And, you know, I don't really know what I was hoping to accomplish out of this except for, you know, getting a story out of it, which explains most of the things I do. But, I mean, you know, I'm going to still go through the process of reporting these guys to the IRS, let them know they called me from this number and this happened.
Right.
But that's not going to happen until I've had really a whole lot of fun with them. I want them
to
regret calling me.
I really hope that they record their conversations.
Yes.
So I would love that if you recorded your conversation with them. And then that way it could turn into state's evidence.
Yes.
And then there would literally be this conversation in evidence, and somebody would have to play it in court.
Right.
So there's two positives to this. One, our podcast would turn huge.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And, like, free advertising via court.
Right, yeah.
And honestly, I want to show up to that court day.
I know, yeah.
That's got to be hilarious. We have some evidence against.
Yeah, I'm dying to hear. I would just want to see the look on the court reporter's face as they're typing in the transcript from the phone call.
Well, then Strawberry said.
Yes, exactly. Yes, I mean, you know, I'm going to go full Strawberry on them. I'm
right.
going to make sure that I mention the sex change totally,
right.
You know, and I start to wonder. I actually do know people who have gotten into trouble with, you know, not paying their taxes, and
right.
you know, it's all been cleared up
right.
since then. But I'm thinking, you know, is that really a viable option to go and try for the sex change to get around it? I would think it's more expensive than the taxes. You know?
I'm going to venture to say it's a lot more expensive
yeah.
than that $3,400.
That's really what it was.
$3,400?
Yeah.
Yep.
But,
like,
you know,
I'm going to go with sex change is more expensive. I'm not 100%
right.
sure. We can look it up.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, I'm working toward that. I'm 90% of the way there. I don't even know if a doctor would really say you're 90% on the way to being done. Seems like an odd percentage to say, you know, maybe 50%.
Well, maybe you're on the drugs, right?
Right.
You got
yeah.
the boobs
yeah.
and the facial structure.
Exactly.
You just got one appendage too many.
Yeah, yeah. And we're still working on the voice, you know?
Right.
I still haven't
so
gotten
the, right.
to yet.
Oh, maybe, you know, maybe that's the 94% would be the voice.
Right, right. Yeah. So
I don't know why the voice would be last. I feel like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. But, you know, with my voice in mind, one of the things that I do, and now this has become the portion of the podcast where we really don't know what we're going to talk about, but something just comes up. So, one of the things that I do regularly is I am a big fan of, well, sports in general, but I really love arena football.
Oh,
so
God.
I'm a season ticket holder for the local team here in Pittsburgh, and I've been to
Pittsburgh
practically
Power.
Every home game. Pittsburgh Power, that's right. And one of the things I'm known for at the games is
my being completely insane.
Exactly, my big mouth. So, like, players who, you know, play for the other team, you know, who come here two or three times a year to play here, you know, they're used to me and everything.
That's sad.
It is, yes. But, you know, I think some of them look forward to my antics. Like, some of the more, you know, jovial players, you know, they'll kind of play along and talk with
jovial.
Me during the game. They're quite
jovial.
Jovial,
jovial players.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
What every, you know, any type of football player wants to They're going to start going on ESPN and SportsCenter and just start saying, like, you know that I don't can't think of any football players. Ben Roethlisberger, he's just jovial today.
Yes, that's right.
Look at him on the field. You know, there's like all sports. Dwayne Wade.
Yes.
He's just playing jovially today.
That's exactly right. It's totally going to happen. I mean, I think I'm actually kickstarting this right now. You heard it here first. So one of the things that I tend to do, I mean, I have like this little batch of things, you know, maybe five or six different phrases or comments that I'll regularly use to try to throw an opposing player off his game. One of the things, for example, is I'll yell at a guy who's in front of me, I can see your bra strap, for example. And that's something, you know, where...
Wait for the day that's actually true.
I know. Yeah.
I'm waiting for it.
A few guys will turn around, you know, because I sit right in the end zone. So, you know, they'll turn around and, you know, try to get, you know, figure out which person said that. Or...
And you wave, you stand up, wave and say, it's me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. But about my voice, one thing that really did, and I think this was the most effective thing I ever did. The other team was about to snap the ball, and just as they're about to snap it, I scream out, I am a very beautiful woman with an unfortunate voice. And at that point, two of the players on the field turn around for the other team and look to see who just said that.
That is awesome.
So it worked out great. I haven't used that line in a while because, you know, all the people around me, like, okay, they've heard it before, so I don't want to overdo it. But, you know, it's something that I might pull out when next season starts, you know, because that worked really
well.
Now
this makes me sad that I've never been able to make it to one of these games.
Exactly. And many people have told me that they enjoy being in my section because, right, you know, I and some of the other people around me provide a lot of entertainment. I've had people literally move into my section. They've moved their season tickets just so they could be in my section because they could tell how much fun I was having and the fun of the people around me.
Well, like, this is evident when we did the Challenge Nation.
Yes.
And so Challenge Nation is this event that's actually held around the nation, but one of the cities that it's held at is Pittsburgh, and basically it's a citywide scavenger hunt, and one of the tasks, we had to touch this building, and we were in a team, so we had to always find someone to take a picture, and one of the people cleaning the building, we were like, Cyril just walks up to him and is like, oh, can you take this picture? And he's like, oh, Cyril! And Cyril's like, who is this guy? He's like, I sit by you at the Pittsburgh Power Games. And it was so strange. Like,
yeah,
you're so funny, man. I was like, what? You have a fan.
I know, yeah. I didn't recognize this guy. I don't remember seeing him. I have been to like 30 of these football games. I don't remember this guy at all. But yeah, he spotted me. I apparently have built up a little bit of a legend there. It works out wonderfully. So,
awesome.
Yeah, so I enjoy that. And you know what? Speaking of the Challenge Nation thing, you know, I do encourage everybody to look it up, challengenation.com, because it's a lot of fun, you know, a little one-afternoon event. But there's a lot that you get to see that maybe you never thought you'd see in your city before.
Right.
It's great for teams. It's great for, you know, even if it's just two people. We had four, but, I mean, you know, you can have as big a team as you
want. Our team was 1, 2, 3, 4, which was super fun.
We did get the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4.
And because that's because we were literally the first four people to sign up.
Yes, that's like the first time in my life I've been first for anything in my
We sort of forced him to be on time because Cyril is traditionally an hour or two to 2 hours late to everything he does. But we'll put a link up for about Challenge Nation and how to sign up for it and all of that stuff so you can see next time that it comes around and see if it happens in your city.
That's right, yes. And as a matter of fact, we were supposed to start recording the Pencils Down podcast back in 2012, but I'm 2 years late, so you know, we're finally getting to it.
Yeah,
in 2014
we're finally getting around.
Actually
thinking about that, in sort of when we first started having, at least I started having the idea that maybe we should start doing this, was actually so the power went out at our company because it happens all the time.
All the time.
All the time. It's really sad. And it's not like we use our computers for a living or anything like that. It's not like we work at a technology company. But anyways.
The power but I digest.
Yes. So the power went out at work. And on a whim, I was like, Cyril, let's go to Trader Joe's, which is literally down the street from where we work. So we went to Trader Joe's. And I was on a ridiculous diet called Whole30 at the time, so I couldn't eat pretty much anything. And so Cyril just went around the store saying, can you eat this? Can you eat this? Can you eat this? And I just kept rejecting him like I pretty much do all the time.
True.
And all of a sudden, he got into the middle of the aisle at Trader Joe's and said, if I want this in the world's loudest voice, if I wanted to receive this kind of abuse, I would have gone shopping with my wife.
Yes.
And I kid you not, somebody who worked there walked up to both of us and said, I just want to let you know you made my day by yep. doing that right now. And that's sort of when we first planted the seed, like, at least for me, that I was like, man, we should do stuff like this.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems that, you know, whenever we're out doing something, you know, out somewhere in public, that somebody, usually it's me, I guess, says something that just draws the attention of somebody nearby. It in fact, it just happened yesterday. Yesterday, we took a walk down the street from our work to GameStop.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, to get Jenny a video game. And, you know, while we're there, I just have to let everybody know she's completely indecisive about everything.
Yes, if I'm not at work, I cannot make a decision.
That's right. So professionally, she's not like that, but outside of work, yeah, she's got no clue. So yep. I'm trying to help her find a game for the Nintendo 3DS. And I don't even play a 3DS. I don't really play Nintendo systems, but I figure I can find something. So, I mean, I went through everything that, you know, every young professional adult should play. I went through the Bratz games, you know. I went through
the Bratz games.
Right, yeah, Bratz. I went through, you know.
Monster High,
yeah. And I mean, I can't believe that, you know, this woman's never heard of Harvest Moon or Animal Crossing, but that's something entirely different.
That's a whole different league.
Right, yes. So, I mean, you know, the Michael Jackson dance experience.
Okay, it was only $2, and right. I think it was only $2 for a reason.
I don't know. I mean, the I will say the whole purpose for having this game is, you know, Jenny's going on a short trip for the weekend, and she's going to be on a plane, and the whole point was a game to play on the plane.
Yeah.
Now, if you can't get down to Billie Jean in the seat of an airplane, you're probably going to go hee-hee and kick your neighbor in the face. I mean, I think that's the kind of thing that's going to get people's minds off Ebola. But with that said, I'm just trying to find something. And ultimately, you know, I settled on picking out a fighting game when we determined that she liked fighting games. So that was chosen. So we get into the line for her to pay for her game, and there's one other customer in the store. So the cashier is asking, you know, if she's ever played any games in this franchise before. She's like, no, no. And he's like, do you even know what it is? And, you know, she made the mistake of telling him that, you know, she's just going to trust me on this one. And I must have a look on my face that just says, don't trust this man. Because the customer behind us was just like, I can't believe you're going to trust him. And I mean,
he said it out loud, too. Like, he didn't even make the face
right.
saying you shouldn't trust him. He literally said, I can't believe you're going to trust him with this.
And I mean, you know, the look of sheer horror on his face, you know, I felt like I was maybe one of those really scary dolls that comes up in a horror movie, the way he just had this look on his face, like frozen, or I felt like I was, you know, like one of the Walking Dead. I don't know, but he was scared to death. I do want to say, right before we started recording this today, Jenny did start playing the game, or at least she started the game up and said that she thinks she's going to like it, so I think I did quite well.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited to play the game. It actually looks pretty good. So there's one other time in which I actually said something. So that's sort of both of us, but so I remember one time that we went to Chipotle, because both of us love Chipotle, so we eat there all the time.
Yes.
And it was during FIFA.
Right.
And I forget what team it was, but some team, some match had just ended with a score of 0-0.
Okay.
And you know,
you feel very strongly against ties.
You learned that day how much I despise when athletes, when professionals, quote unquote professionals, get 0-0 and end the game on that.
Right.
That is the most ridiculous thing in the world.
She could do the rest of the podcast just on this topic, I'll tell you right now.
I could, but basically, during my lecture, there was like two or three tables around us that were just dying of laughter.
Yeah,
because apparently what I was saying was unorthodox. A little bit extreme, some would may think. I don't know. I don't think that's acceptable. That's That's not even showing up for work.
I just want to say that what you're hearing right now does not even begin to capture the sheer fury that was in her voice as she talked about this in front of all these people. I mean, you know, it's a good thing I didn't have a shovel because I was either going to dig a hole and jump in it or I was going to bury this one sitting across from me in it. But something was going to go down because that was something where I'm thinking, okay, these people are going to think that this woman has lost her mind over, you know, 22 players on a soccer field not managing to score for 90 minutes.
Exactly. Why even bother watching the game? Like, seriously, I don't understand that. What other field, like, business area or job occupation could you say, I'm so sorry, I tried really hard, but I didn't even, like, but no results came out of it. You sat there for 90 minutes and nothing happened.
Okay, so maybe I just identify with this because going 90 minutes without scoring pretty much describes every sorority party that I tried to break into in college. Maybe it just makes sense to me. I don't know.
But you know what? You accept that you failed. Where they're like, they get like championed for it, right?
Well, yeah,
they still get paid millions upon millions of dollars. I think they should get deducted pay for every zero game.
Fury. I mean, it's absolute fury. Yes. Hell hath no fury like a Jenny watching a scoreless football match. I guess that's what it is.
Football.
Yes. Of course, football.
Football.
Yes. Sorry, I have to bring my little Cuban heritage out for that one. I don't know, my 1/8 Cuban.
1/8. Mm-hmm. Mine's a little bit more than that.
Yes, a little bit more. And I want everybody to know, I'm going to go ahead and just totally plug our website right now.
Oh, okay.
That, you know, it's going to be... it's going to be the Pencils Down Podcast website. We'll have a link to it on our Twitter page, which is actually Pencils Down Pod, at Pencils Down Pod. So go there and you'll see the actual link to the page because it's so many letters and words right now as far as the link to the page. I don't want to try to say it because I'll end up tripping over my tongue. But the whole point of saying that, you know, everybody should look at this is you will see pictures of us there. And in these pictures, you're going to see exactly how much Cuban heritage is in both of us. Bear with me. She has no idea where I'm going with this.
So, I'm very afraid.
Okay. So you can tell that in our pictures that I am 1/8 Cuban because I'm in a cage. Now, I mean, I don't want to go into any more explanation than that, but
it's a little bit risque, so that's 18 true. And older only. No, I'm just kidding.
Right. Yes. Yes. It's totally safe. But, I mean, just imagine this, that if you met 8 Cubans all at the same time, don't you think one of them would be in a cage? At least one of them? I think so. I think that's how it works, right?
Yeah, it's called Cuba.
Exactly. So that's how you can tell that.
It's called communism.
Right, yes. You can also tell that, you know, Jenny is a little bit more Cuban because in her photo, she's just, you know, completely laid out on the floor and she's just done. So, you know,
that's like, because I have to deal with you every day.
Right, yes. So, I mean, you can just see our heritage. It just comes out in us in those photographs. There will be more detail about me in the cage on a later show, but yes, I'm in a cage there. Also, feel free to tweet us after seeing this, and if you want to spend time in a cage with me, you just let us know, tweet to us, and maybe we'll hold a sweepstakes where somebody gets to spend 10 minutes in a cage with me.
That is an awesome first event so that we can actually put something on the event page.
Right, yes, exactly, yes. I may do a trial run where we work and send out a note saying, you know, enter here if you want to have the opportunity to spend 10 minutes.
Well, thank goodness we don't have an HR department or else that would have been a problem.
Yeah, that's probably true, yeah. In fact, the reason we don't have an HR department is because...
Cyril.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, that's not really true. But, I mean, I think I did offer for the entire HR department to spend 10 minutes in a cage with me. And, you know, rather than go dig through the regulations to see if I'd done anything wrong, they just say, you know what, we quit because it's only going to get worse from here. So that was the end of it.
Are you sure it wasn't an ultimatum, like quit your job or get in a cage with me? And they were all like, quit my job.
That was probably it. Yeah.
Maybe you mistyped the memo.
I think so. Yeah. Typing is not really my strong suit. No, not at all. So I think that's what happened.
Are you sure you're not talking about me? Because I'm pretty sure I cannot write a complete text message. Okay, so, and you can write 50 paragraphs.
Okay. So I'm trying to take some of the, you know, like, bad credit here. You know, I mean, I could say all kinds of disparaging things about you, but why would I do that? I care. So, yes, I'm the one who can't type. I'm the one who, you know, goes on a ridiculous diet where I can't eat anything. I'm the one who, you know,
is... These are all things that I do.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. We look exactly the same. I forget sometimes. Exactly the same.
I mean, Twin City.
That's right, yeah.
We should go to Twinsburg for the next Twin Festival.
That's exactly
it. Just be like, this is my twin.
I like the sound
Sign
of that.
Sign up for all the twin studies.
Right, yes.
Be like, how dare you?
Uh-huh, yes, indeed. Yeah, I actually, while we were in GameStop yesterday searching for the game, I think, you know, I think that the cashier was listening very closely to our conversation.
I agree.
Yeah, and I wasn't sure whether to, you know, make a comment to suggest that maybe you were like my daughter or my niece, you know, just something that would, you know, make him think, wow, that he is the worst role model ever. That's really what I was hoping to get
out of. I think he was worried that that you were the worst boyfriend ever at some point.
He might have thought that, yeah.
And then probably questioning, like,
yeah,
the age difference is a bit extreme.
That's right, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, I think I just went into, like, creepy, funny old man mode while we were there. So, you know, not, like, terrible creepy, but just creepy enough that it's like, wow, that guy's doing something really, really weird. And, you know.
That's all the time, though. So
yeah, I'm used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, it looks like we've gone over on time.
Over.
I know, but today, for some reason, it just flowed, and you just got to roll with it.
That's
the way
right.
that it goes. So, as Cyril has stated on numerous occasions, follow us on Twitter at PencilsDownPod. And we also have a website, which is PencilsDown, blah, 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 blah. But you can find it on the Twitter site. So, and we also have all the episodes posted on there. So,
well, all of them.
Eventually, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Have a good day.
Adios.
Bye.